USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation's top government infectious disease expert is warning states not to reopen from the pandemic too quickly. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying in a video conference call to a Senate hearing, saying that he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the U.S. is entirely conceivable and possible this fall.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Fauci saying the U.S. is headed in the right direction on the coronavirus, but says it does not have total control of the deadly outbreak yet.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 457 points, the S&P down 60, and the NASDAQ down 189. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
House Democrats have unveiled a new coronavirus relief package with more aid set aside for state and local governments. Nearly $1 trillion from a $3 trillion proposal would boost funding for state, local, and tribal governments. Another $200 billion would provide hazard pay for essential workers. Then there would be another round of direct payments of up to $1,200 for individuals.
We must think big for the people now, because if we don't, it will cost more in lives and livelihood later.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says not acting would be the most expensive course. Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says the House plan is unrealistic. The Trump administration is weighing in on the proposal. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
The president has noted a payroll tax is something that he's looked at, not conditioning it on that, but noting that something he desires to see.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reopening the country where people gather is going to take some planning. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg takes a look at what they're doing about schools.
States all across the country are coming up with plans on how to reopen schools and when to reopen schools. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Dr. Anthony Fauci says that opening schools too early could lead to severe consequences. Some states, including Arizona, are talking about opening their schools in July. Regarding schools opening, former Education Secretary Arne Duncan tells Fox News,
"That's the goal, and I always say, when I ran the Chicago Public Schools for 7.5 years, we never missed a day of school. We never had a snow day. We never had a strike. Not just educationally, but to feed kids, to have a safe place. That was so important to me. But this is obviously about life and death now. So I hate having schools close, but it's the only safe and responsible thing to do. As we're able to test, as we're able to trace, as we're able to isolate those who are sick, that will enable us to start to open up schools, but we don't yet know when that time is going to be. I was hoping we could have a big summer school, get lots of kids back, get parents back to work, get teachers back working. I'm not sure if that's going to be possible, and we're trying to feed. The schools are doing an amazing job of feeding kids now.
And what do you think about?
And I think it's up to us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.